Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the next installment of Brittany Speaks the Truth Explained. Bum, bum, bum. Still working on that intro. So I hope you liked the first one, and, you know, let's just get right into the second one. Why not? This blog post is called Confidence is Key. Okay? And the picture, I forgot to tell you the picture on the other blog post, but the picture that I picked is, you know, kind of me looking fierce-ish. I look real pale in this picture, though, now that I look at it. But I remember taking this picture and I really liked it at the time. But now that I'm looking at it, I see me looking crazy. But yeah, I'm gonna stop obsessing over that picture now, but I look really freaking pale. Moving right along to Confidence is Key Explained. This was written May 4th, 2015. That's so long ago. Oh my God. And it's my birthday month in this blog post, May. So, getting right into it. Have you ever woken up in the morning, crusty face, disheveled hair, drooling everywhere, and thought, who the heck would want to wake up to this? When we wake up in the morning, usually we're in the purest forms of ourselves, parenthesis, unless we forget to take our makeup off from last night. We are rested, peaceful, we're even the tallest in the morning, with a hyperlink to citing my sources, as always. I know to some I may seem a bit of a wreck, but for some strange reason, every once in a while, I wake up with this over-exuding confidence. In all of my uncouthness, I realize that I'm actually freaking amazing. In my life, I have struggled with the concept of self-consciousness, probably the most. It's a terrible feeling, to say the least. The thing is, we don't often realize that everyone goes through it at one time or another, too. Just most people do a very good job of hiding it. It's a pretty hideable emotion and can also be masked by a false sense of confidence, parentheses, i.e. taking a bunch of selfies to make it seem like you really love the way you look when deep down you're really just seeking approval from others. This used to be me, people. The first step to every problem is admitting that there is one. I hate the way I look sometimes. Fine, I said it. Once it's out in the open like that, then you can start addressing the problem and working on ways of fixing it. And by fixing it, I don't mean surgery, parentheses, even though sometimes I wonder if a little lip injection ever hurt anybody. The best way to solve a problem is from the inside. Take a long, hard look at yourself in the mirror. Well, obviously not right now. Finish reading the blog and then go. Anywho, when you are looking in the mirror, try to look past all of your alleged flaws. Who created this typical standard of beauty anyway? How can a face be flawed? What could possibly be wrong with the flesh that we've been growing since birth? Whoever started saying a smooth face was better than a wrinkly one? All looks are uniquely beautiful. The differences of all the things in this world is what makes the world beautiful. Now, New York City doesn't look like Los Angeles. Does that mean that one is prettier than the other? Why are looks judged so harshly in this society? Realizing all of these things as I get older really helped me out with my confidence. Changing the way you think about things or looking at something in a new way can prove to be very enlightening. Lots of things can contribute to low self-esteem, though. For me, it was a bad relationship that had the hardest ego blow. I just did not feel confident at all, especially when I was constantly compared to other women. Women who looked nothing like me. I used to really want to be liked. I thought that if I was just a little prettier, people would want to be around me more. I thought beauty would open all the right doors for me. Nowadays, I don't give a darn if someone doesn't like the way I look, or even me for that matter. And do you want to know why? Because I like my darn self. The absolute sexiest quality for anyone to possess is definitely confidence. Not to be confused with arrogance, parentheses, which is very annoying. Confidence is just knowing that you are, in fact, are amazing, stunning, and beautiful in your own individual regard, and realizing that everyone who doesn't think so is a deranged idiot. Confidence is also good because it can be related to all parts of your life, not just looks. For example, this blog. I absolutely love my blog. I love the way I write. I love the topics I choose to write about. I love the design of this freaking website. Parenthesis. I think I did a pretty sweet job for not knowing much about coding. The thing is, though, not really that many people read this thing. I know that in this day and age, people hate reading. Don't get me wrong. I often do too. I get distracted, as I'm sure everyone does. Sometimes I get sad thinking about how few people are actually reading my precious baby, or if anybody is reading it at all. Does anyone care what I have to say? Why should they? Parenthesis. Yet when somebody like Taylor Swift gets a haircut, it's front page news. But y'all don't hear me though. All things considered, I'm still very confident about this blog. I believe that the things I talk about will change people's lives for the better. That's why I do it. I want to share all the knowledge from my own personal life journey experiences. When you have confidence in yourself and the things you do, nobody will be able to tell you anything to change that. It is a process, though. Take things slow. If you can't go from a hunchback in the corner to Naomi Campbell circa 1991, it took me years. What helps for me is treating yourself like a princess. Yes, treat yourself. Who better to take care and pamper you like you? I try to always have my nails done. I actually have a huge nail fetish. And whenever I get the chance to get my hair done, let's just say I'm basically Beyonce. I also think that when you wear the right outfit, it can be a huge confidence boost. Take yourself out to a fancy dinner for no reason. Treat yourself right so you can be fully aware when you are not being treated right. And know that you simply don't have to stand for it. Confidence is truly the key. Also communication, but I will talk about that another day. C words are the key words. Parenthesis, and I just made that up. Genius. To sum it all up, guys and gals, believe the beauty that is you. Trust in your life endeavors and stand up for its greatness. Don't let anybody or anything take it away. Put those shoulders back, hold your head high, grow a pair of nuts, and give the world all you have, unapologetically. Oh my gosh, I say grow a pair of nuts all the time. Okay, so here are the PSs. P.S. Beyonce actually has very good confidence music. 7-Eleven is like the dumbest song ever, but it makes me want to strut down the street hair flipping on my bummiest days. It does. I'll give it that. P.P.S. I actually do take a ton of selfies. I try not to post them too often, though. They are mainly for me to realize that I'm hot and to document my ever-evolving self. That's still true. I still do that. P.P.P.S. Now you can go do that mirror thing. Another brilliantly written piece that I still agree with today. So this one aged wonderfully. Yeah, confidence is something though that I have went back and forth about with my whole darn life. Like, it's a constant roller coaster ride. Some days I'm very, very confident. And then other days, I just feel like I'm the ugliest person in the world and I want all the surgeries. And I spend hours and hours looking at surgeries online and figuring out which ones I want to get and everything like that. You know, if I did have the money, I wouldn't even say no to a few things. Maybe. I always say that I would, but I don't know. Maybe if I get into the chair and I'll start thinking about it, then I'll probably say no again. But the point is, this is the only body that I have. This is the only face that I have. Nobody ever is going to have another face quite like this. So I can either keep it and work with it, no matter what I think is flawed about it or what anybody else thinks is flawed about it. Or, you know, I can look like the rest of these people out here who are basically all starting to look the same. Have you all noticed that? It's crazy. Like, everything on Instagram looks really the same. All these filters. I guess everybody uses the same filter, maybe. That's why we all look the same. But looking different is just that. It's different. Nobody's going to have the same unique thing that you had, that you were born with. Well, maybe some people, but anyway. But yeah, and that relationship that I talked about, ooh, child, I don't know if I went into detail in any other blogs about it, but basically, to sum that up, it was when I was really young, at a very impressionable age, and I think I had just started getting acne back then, too, because I remember the day I got my very first pimple, and I went out and bought a ton of makeup, and I basically never took it off after that. I just wore makeup all the time. I wore it to sleep. If I was like hanging out with somebody in the wee hours of the morning, if you will. But yeah, I wore makeup all the time. But maybe that made it worse. And I was just not feeling my best in general. But then I started dating this person who shall not be named. But if you know me, you know the person. Or if you want to know, you can hit me up and ask me, and I will warn you to stay away from this person. But anyway, they would like cheat on me all the time with a bunch of different women and watch porn all the time. And I would not look like any of that, any of those people, or it was just stressful. And he would always talk about like how I didn't look like this or like that, or I don't know. And I was really skinny back then. I'm still skinny. But that's neither here nor there. Anyway, everyone, that's basically my blog for the week. I don't know how often I'm going to do these either. Maybe daily, maybe weekly. We'll see how I feel. I do have a lot of blogs to cover, so we'll figure it out. But all in all, I liked this one. I hope you did too. And I hope it was a little bit motivational for you. Just a little pep talk that I mostly gave myself. But if it hits home with somebody else, glad to do it. All right. Well, I will talk to you all later.